From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The United States is condemning an attack on Pakistan's busiest airport, which has led to 27 deaths. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, and the U.S. has offered assistance in the investigation. From Washington, Daniel Wrenches reports.
Gun battles with a group of 10 militants armed with automatic weapons, rocket-propelled grenades and suspected suicide belts in Karachi airport went on for 5 hours. U.S. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf condemned the attack.
We have offered assistance to the relevant Pakistani authorities investigating this crime. I don't have any update for you on whether or not we're actually providing anything. To my knowledge, we're not. But broadly speaking, we work very closely with the Pakistani government on counterterrorism.
The attack on Pakistan's biggest city and commercial hub is one of several recent terrorist attacks, a sign of the apparent failure of peace talks with the Taliban, and as government airstrikes targeting these groups have intensified.
Despite a ban by the UN's International Court of Justice, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says the country plans to do what it can to move forward with its annual whale hunt in the Antarctic. In March, the UN shot the hunt down, ruling that it did not qualify as scientific research. But Shinzo Abe says he will do what he can to keep it going. He says it's regrettable that this part of Japanese culture is so misunderstood. Australia brought about the case against Japan in 2010. The International Court of Justice says Japan's killed 3,600 mink whales since 2005 under the Antarctic Whaling Program. Officials in the U.S. state of Nevada have identified the couple who shot two police officers and a civilian over the weekend in Las Vegas. Following a search of their apartment, it appears the couple was planning some sort of attack on a courthouse. Our correspondent Priscilla Huff has an update.
The last social media posting by Jared and Amanda Miller reads, "The dawn of a new day. May all our coming sacrifice be worth it." The pair shot two police officers eating lunch at a pizza buffet place, covering one body with a yellow flag reading, "Don't tread on me," and placing a manifesto with a swastika on them. They then crossed the street to Walmart, where they shot another man who confronted them. Las Vegas Sheriff Doug Gillespie says well-trained police officers cornered the couple inside the store.
"You used your training and good sense and developed a plan that forced the two suspects into a situation where their only avenue was to take their own lives."
According to a box of documents stored at a neighbor's apartment, the Millers intended to attack a courthouse and kill additional public officials.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The world's oldest man has died in New York City. The retired chemist and parapsychologist Alexander Imich was 111 years old when he died on Sunday. He was born in Poland but fled to America after World War II. Metro workers in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo have voted to stay on strike in a move that threatens travel chaos during the Soccer World Cup. The industrial dispute comes with the country's largest city preparing to host the tournament's opening match on Thursday. Organizers FIFA are also battling to ensure the competition is not overshadowed by corruption allegations around the winning Qatari bid to host the 2022 tournament. But when it comes to the soccer, teams are arriving in Brazil ahead of their opening games. Mick Dennis, Daily Express soccer correspondent, says the England team managed by Roy Hodgson may not be hot favorites, but are quietly confident.
"Just a feeling of a group of players focused on playing football this time. It's an amorphous thing. I can't really explain. It just feels better."
And a court in Moscow has sentenced two men to life sentences for the murder of prominent journalist Anna Politkovskaya in 2006. The men were earlier acquitted, but the country's Supreme Court ordered a retrial. Anya Ardayeva reports from the Russian capital.
Anna Politkovskaya, an investigative reporter and critic of the Kremlin's actions in Chechnya, was shot dead in an elevator of her apartment building in October of 2006. Rustam Mahmudov was found guilty of pulling the trigger. His uncle, Lomali Gutukayev, was found guilty of organizing the crime. Both men received life sentences. The other three, including two Mahmudov brothers, were given between 12 and 20 years in prison. A total of five men were convicted of the crime in May. Three of them had earlier been acquitted. However, the country's Supreme Court ordered a retrial.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.